Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here with you doing the show that is covering February 19th through February 26th. I hope everybody is doing well out there. It's been a little weird energy, it feels like, but some really good things starting to get into motion. Hopefully you guys have picked up on some of that new vibration coming down the track. As I do this show live on the 19th, today, Thursday the 19th, we have had the Sun in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, the Moon in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces, Venus in Pisces, Mars in Pisces. That's a lot of energy in Pisces. So if it's felt a little strange, if it's felt a little foggy, if you felt a little cast out there on the sea of weirdness, it's thanks to all that conglomeration of Pisces energy that's been magnifying the mystical and the magical and the places without boundaries and some of our karmic energy and all of that. So what I can tell you for this week ahead is that we are still going to have 2 days that are going to stand out focused on this Piscean energy. So let me get those out of the way first, because we are winding down. Some of that energy is moving on out of Pisces in the week ahead. But the solar energy is still going to be very active on Monday the 23rd and on Wednesday the 25th. So on both of those days, you can expect to need to kind of show up over one of these Piscean themes. And so when we're thinking about what that might be about, it could be about something in the healing or hospital realm. It could be something to do with art, film, music, poetry, dance, sculpture, anything with your muse. It could have something to do with a romance. It could have something to do with your spiritual practices like meditation or yoga. It could be days when you need to kind of pull back from the world and research or strategize or just rest and recuperate. So anything that's kind of putting you in that realm, those days, Monday and Wednesday, the 23rd and 25th, are definitely important. Now, in the entire week ahead, it is Monday the 23rd when we are going to be challenged. So on that day, you have some kind of obstacle that comes up that you will be stepping up to deal with. It could be something in the legal realm, something with travel, something with media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing, something educational, something with weddings, or something just where you're really trying to be ambitious and grow something, do something bigger. So you really need to kind of meet that challenge head on by showing up and getting in there and doing something about it. So it'll definitely be, eye-opening, give you an idea of what it is you do need to go and conquer. And then on Wednesday the 25th, the Sun and Neptune come together. They merge. And this happens one day a year. And it's actually, a really important day as far as if you think about, on that day it may just be inspiring for you as you show up in one of those areas. But it's also a really important day because it is a day where if you choose to, if you want to, the connection for you personally to the other side is the strongest that it gets. So if you want to, ask to get some messages in your dreams before you go to sleep that night, if you want to really ask the universe to send you a sign Wednesday the 25th, or in through that evening of Wednesday the 25th. Very, very powerful connection, because these energies merge you and this veil between worlds. It can also be an incredibly inspiring day for the mystic and the magic and the muse, your artistic talents and your spiritual direction. So you want to be an open channel on that day. So that kind of wraps up in this week ahead, all this Piscean energy we've been just going crazy through over these last weeks. The big deal that's happening, that's coming up in this week ahead, is that we are having Mars move into Aries. That's happening today on the 19th, and that's going to be in this sign. You know, Aries is Mars's sign, and it's going to be there from February 19th through March 31st. So you get almost 6 weeks of that. It's a really amped up, energetic, fire energy time frame. The last time Mars was in Aries was between March and April of 2013, if you want to try to think back to how busy and crazy things were during that time frame. So, you know, when Mars is in his own sign, I mean, people are just way more passionate, and you kind of come out of this slumber, retreative, behind-the-scenes phase that you've been in while it was in Pisces, where you've really been hopefully incubating some ideas or resting up and getting ready for this, and now you're ready to charge ahead in the real world and really get very active about what you go after. It's a really fantastic time to get physical if you want to, you know, start a workout regime, if you want to hire a trainer, if you want to, you know, start jogging and hiking and doing anything that's good for you physically. It's a really good time to do it. Gives everybody like a very strong fighting spirit and a lot of passion. The passion is going to come back to the body. So it's kind of a cool period coming up. Then on Friday the 20th, Venus moves into Aries. So now Mars and Venus side by side traveling through Aries. Venus was last in Aries back in 2014 in the month of May. And she is going to be traveling through Aries from February 20th to March 17th. So you have about 4 weeks of her in this sign. And while she's in Aries, she really wants to attract things. She wants love to flow for everybody. She wants income to flow for everybody, and maybe to spend some on yourself. She wants to beautify the way that you look and feel about yourself. She wants to bring women around you who are good for you. And so she's teaming up with Mars. The two of them together are going to get a lot done in the Aries part of the sky. Then on Sunday the 22nd, Mars and Venus are going to merge on the same degree in Aries. The last time these guys did this was in 1997. So, wow, you know, think back, way back. Oh, I'm going to even take you guys back further. So I'm just having fun with this one for a second. So back you go. 1997, okay? So, you know, you think about that and you think, okay, so now we're into this new chapter with Mars and Venus kicking off in Aries together, getting together and deciding something together. Where's the love? Where's the passion? Where's the drive and determination and actions I'm going to take towards women or making money or beautifying things or fighting that good fight and being courageous and getting physical? And it's just going to spark things to that next level. So Sunday is very important for looking at what's coming together and where that's going to take you. For every sign, that'll be a little bit different. Then I put on my Facebook page, you know, what is what's going on in this week ahead have to do with 1986 and 1987? Talk about going back. We're going back, even 10 years further back. So go back to the 80s. Oh, dear God, we didn't want to go back to the 80s, but we have to. Okay, so if you look back to 1986, that's the last time Venus formed a trine to Saturn from Aries, with Saturn in Sagittarius. So, you know, back in 1986, we had this cycle that we were kicking off, a big chapter. Saturn cycles are almost 30-year chapters of our life. That's why it's such an important planet for us. We get three of these chapters if we live so long. So